This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on September 20th, 2017. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
This will open the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission for Thursday, September 12th, 2017. This morning we only have one item on the agenda, and that's agenda item AO2017-18, Citizens Against Plutocracy. On the telephone we have Mr. Victor Tiffany, who is the requester for this advisory opinion. We have one document that we need to add to the agenda, and I ask the Vice Chair to make that motion.
Thank you. I move to suspend the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents in order that the Commission may consider agenda document number 17-39-B, draft B of Advisory Opinion 2017-10, Citizens Against Plutocracy.
Thank you very much. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
None. The motion is unanimously adopted. Mr. Tiffany, thank you very much for your patience. We recognize that you had to take time off, and it has been an inconvenience in many respects to have to wait for us. But on the other hand, I'm glad you were able to join us.
So, well, I appreciate you having this special hearing for us.
We're glad to do it, but again, sorry it took longer. But I can tell you that the amount of time it took to work through a couple issues has got a good result. Let's see, I think we don't need to have much in the way of an introduction on the issue, but if you, the General Counsel, would like to quickly get us started, that would be fine.
Thank you, Chairman Walther. Good morning, Commissioners. Before you, are agenda documents 17-39-A and 17-39-B, draft advisory opinions responding to a request from Citizens Against Plutocracy, a political committee. The requester seeks a determination from the Commission as to whether its proposal to ask candidates to sign a document it has developed called a Contract for American Renewal would result in a coordinated communication under the Act and Commission regulations. This matter was held over from the September 14th open meeting. Both drafts conclude that the requester's proposal to ask candidates to sign a contract would not result in a coordinated communication. We did not receive any comments on the request or on either draft. Thank you. I'd be happy to address any questions that you may have.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions of counsel? There are none. Is there any conversation to be made? Madam Vice Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Mr. Tiffany, for your patience. We've spent a good bit of the morning talking about the differences between Draft A and Draft B, and I believe we've come up with an agreement that will garner at least the requisite four votes to give you a yes answer, sort of harmonizing, as Commissioner Weintraub described it. I think that's an accurate description, harmonizing Draft A and Draft B together. So at the appropriate time, if there's no discussion, I will read through a couple of amendments to Draft A and then move Draft A amended at the appropriate time.
Thank you. Is there any discussion? Are we ready for a motion? Sounds to me like we might be ready for a motion.
Okay. Thank you. Therefore, I move Agenda Document 17-39-A, otherwise known as Draft A, with the following amendments. The first one is deleting footnote 1 on page 2 of Draft A and substituting it with footnote 1 of Draft B. And I will read that footnote. It's footnote 1 from Draft B. There's one part that's been deleted. So the part that's going to be moved into Draft A is the following. The committee also asks about the permissibility of the activities of, quote, movement activists who would, quote, follow in the committee's footsteps, citation to AOR, page 2. To the extent that the activists' activities are indistinguishable in all material aspects from the activity with respect to which this advisory opinion is rendered, they may rely on the Commission's conclusions in this advisory opinion. See 52 U.S.C. section 30108C1B. So that's the first amendment. The second one is on page 4, starting on line 9, delete the see also site, starting line 9 and going through most of line 12. That site, it was just based on a outdated E&J, and so it's not being removed for the substance. It's just something that has been overtaken by events, so it's deleted. And the third change that I have, and I believe Commissioner Weintraub has one that she'll discuss in a minute, is to delete footnote 2 from draft A and replace it with the following, which is a direct quote from one of the commission's regulations. I'll tell you the regulation before I read it, 11 CFR 109.21F. And so the language to be inserted is, the commission notes that, quote, a candidate's response to an inquiry about that candidate's positions on legislative or policy issues, but not including a discussion of campaign plans, projects, activities, or needs, does not satisfy any of the conduct standards in 11 CFR 109.21D, and with a cite to 11 CFR 109.21F. So those are the only three amendments that I have.
Thank you. Madam Chair, Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a couple of edits which I would hope to be incorporated into the Vice Chair's motion. The first one is on page 4, delete the sentence that starts on line 16, moreover, through the word test on line 19, 16 to 19, that full sentence. Which I wanted to do for different reasons, but in light of the fact that we are now citing to the regulation on the conduct prong, it makes a lot more sense not to have that sentence in there for both of our purposes. And also on page 3, line 14, insert at the beginning of the sentence that starts at the end of that line, under the regulations, so that the sentence would read, under the regulations, a communication must satisfy all three prongs to be deemed a coordinated communication.
Thank you. Are there any other changes? Any discussion? If not, are you ready for a motion?
I think we got the motion squared away.
So
I made the motion. Sorry, I made the motion with the three changes, and Ellen added to the motion two additional changes.
Yes, which I assume you are viewing as a friendly amendment.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
By that I mean that we're ready to vote for the motion.
Yes.
Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? I'm going to abstain. I feel like I'm close in my own mind on this, but it happened a little too fast for me to concur on a couple issues that I thought were important, so I'm going to make an abstention on this vote. Thank you. Well, the motion passes, and thank you very, very much for your patience, and you're free to go forth with our guidance, Mr. Tiffany.
Okay. I will have the final document then emailed to me so I know exactly what it says, I assume.
Thank you. Anything further?
Yes.
You'll get a document shortly.
Yeah, okay.
Mr. Tiffany, the answer was yes.
Yeah. Okay. That was a question. Thank you.
I need to be able to understand communication coming to me through more than two ears. Thank you. Are there any management and administrative matters?
Mr. Chairman, there are no such matters.
Okay. This open session is closed.